Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're on Station 2 tonight. If you're hearing me, you know that. If you're not hearing me, then you're probably on Station 1. So if somebody could just maybe type in Station 2 on the fast chat, that would be great. And also maybe even type in the phone number to listen to on the telephone. That would be helpful, too, the PIN number, also the phone number. Oh, I know we'll have some wonderful help out there from people. Let's see here. A lot of stuff's been on the last week here. Started probably probably about a week ago here. A lot of stuff happening. Had a lot of comments. People were listed in the United States of America underground military, having a wonderful time with that. Remember, when you enlist, you may or may not be fighting. I know there's three people that will not be being enlisted. So far, the people that's been on the fast chat here, if they have maybe signed up possibly. So it kind of depends what they are choosing to do with you and how intact you are with your body pieces and fragments and spirits. So it makes a lot, a big concern for them if you're not more whole than others. So that way. Oh, let's see here. What's going on here? We could do different clearings, a few of them tonight. I need to have these related to CLS clearings. Wish to call in, you can. And we are going to do some timeline crashing just to help everybody out here. We're going to do some timeline crashing, and this, if you're doing that on the website, you can do this. This would be helpful to get rid of some of the aliens if you happen to be signed up for that. I want to timeline crash the Akashic Records, okay? So here we go. Thank you, Janice, for putting the PIN number up there. Here we go. Oh, and Larry, too. One, timeline crash for Akashic Records. Where it all began. This is their history of you and everybody else. This is the matrix web, we'll call it. Spider web that entangles you through all your lifetimes. This is how they keep track of you, at least from the past. Past creates your future. So if you can get rid of your past on these energetic things that connect to your DNA, you'd probably be better off. So here we go, a timeline crash for Akashic Records. Many of them, remember, different alien races have different Akashic Records on you. How to do a general one here, one that you're hooked to right now. Here we go. One, counting to ten, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Somebody's asking what the Akashic Records are. This is the information that the dark side, which are the aliens, remember everything that's dark here is aliens, if they were seen physically or if they were to come in as light, you wouldn't see them. So everything that you perceive, even people that have seen aliens from in the spaceships, going to them, maybe giving them good information, telling them about disaster is going to happen in the future, things like this here. All this information is from the land of darkness. You have to realize that aliens are telling you about events in your future. That means that they're living in the future, too. They can read your future. Well, they want to see destruction and lives being killed in different battles and wars, humanity being harmed, buildings being blown up, everything that happens during war. And yet they have these out there in the mass information, that they get into and can read, but readers read also. And so if they are telling you this as an alien coming to you, telling you these things, then they're not really nice people because they're not stopping it. They're just telling you that negative stuff's going to happen to you guys in maybe 20 years from now, and they know about it. So knowing about it makes them also, you know, part of the problem. What are they dealing with? Remember, as above, so below. So I don't hold any credence to people who think aliens are good because they can give you good prophecies on devastation and destruction here and loss of life. So the Akashic Records are the main thing that controls you. Aliens connect to that information from your DNA. That's your life path in this lifetime and all your other ones. So this is the history of people on this planet, maybe even elsewhere. But keeping it very simple, this is the records of your lifetimes of this planet and how you're connected in your DNA to those particular records, because you have to use your DNA to cause you harm. If you have no DNA, you can't have anything attached to you, because you only attach to darkness, mind energy, which is judgment. That's the way it works. So you want to get rid of the Akashic records. So here we go. Do some more of this here. More timeline crashing for Akashic records. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Interesting. 9 and 10. They must not like this very much. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and if you wish to comment or maybe give a question, probably much easier for you, instead of using the fast chat that a lot of people look at and read here, just to go to ELS questions, plural, yahoo.com. Got a caller here, so if you want to type in something, I know it's sometimes frustrating on the fast chat because you only have 85 seconds or 80 seconds, you got to type real fast. And sometimes it gets deleted. If you just go there, you can give a little longer question, which we can answer. So we'll be monitoring that maybe every 10 minutes. Oh, heard a beep? Somebody out there? And do you want to get the beep caller, Harry?
Sure, yeah. Is somebody on the line? Hi, everybody.
Yeah, hi, Michael here.
Hi, Michael. So you had a question for Ron?
Hi, Ron. Well, I was wondering if I can get some kind of sample for a pain condition I've had.
Okay, so let's look at the pain condition as coming from the Akashic Records, okay? So, what year do you want to pick? What century, Michael? Remember, your past creates your reality here.
I have no clue.
What year do you think, what century do you think this happened to you in? See what comes to mind right off the bat. Don't try to really think too much on it. Normally the first answer that you get is the correct one.
Yeah, this century.
The century right now?
Oh, no. 1900 to 2000.
Okay, here we go. Akashic record timeline crash. 1, what happens to your pain? So what we have to do now, we're focusing on... Lightship's focusing on his pain that he has and to see if it has occurred during that time frame. Oh, well, here we go. 19 to 2000, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1900 to 1910, timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1910 to 1920. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, this is happening to all you two right now. 1920 to 1930. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1930 to 1940. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1940 to 1950. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1950 to 1960. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1960 to 1970. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1970 to 1980. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1980 to 1990. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1990 to 2000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Michael, what years did you feel more energy being released from you?
I noticed a little effect, 80 to 90.
Okay. I must mean that's probably got activated then. Okay. There you go, Michael. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, Kathy has a question to do with timeline crashing the Akashic Records, and she's wondering if when we're doing our own timeline crashes on your clearing on the website, Ron, can we crash our own Akashic Records?
Yes, you can. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's great. That's a really good thing to do. I never thought of that.
But I wouldn't. I would do probably 100 of them, okay?
Okay.
Don't do 5 or 10. Okay,
right.
So let's do another timeline crash here. Well, Carrie, what do you think would be a good century to do?
A good century for timeline crashing. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Maybe we could go back to something. What about when a lot of technology came? What about the Industrial Revolution when we got a big surge of mechanical information? So that would be the 1800s, right?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody, let's see how you're connected there. Okay, here we go. So, that would be, so it would be the 1800s to 1900s then. No? Oh. Hundred, 1810. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1810 to 1820. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1820 to 1830. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1830 to 1840. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1840 to 1850. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1850 to 1860. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1860 to 1870, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 70 to 1880, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 1880 to 1890, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1890 to 1900. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. You know, that's doing for people. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I now have a knotted muscle, weird feeling in the back of my hip on the right side. So that I'm attached there somehow or other. It looks like a I don't know, some kind of muscle thing going on. Keith is just asking, do 100 Akashic records on what? So we were just talking, Kathy had just asked about doing timeline crashes on our own Akashic records, and Ron suggested that we do 100 of those. So that's the timeline crashing clearing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and you can choose how many timeline crashes you want to do on each issue. And so if you're going to do your own Akashic records, Ron is suggesting to do 100 timeline crashes on your own personal Akashic records. So that's what that was about, Keith. Hopefully you understand that now. If you don't, type it in. Type in the question a little differently so I can see which part.
So if you have a particular time frame, like we just got through doing that time frame, 18 to 1900, and if for some reason maybe you felt a lot of energy in a 10-year period there, then you want to do 100 timeline crashes on it, on that one period, okay? Because that could be causing part of your problems because your DNA is activated. Actually, like they always talk about, your judgment in you is stored in your DNA from your ancestors. Their thoughts are living with you, alive and well. When they resurface, then you have physical problems. So if you clear it out, it could help you. And get rid of the aliens that are connecting to your DNA. I think we heard a beep there. Is there a beep online, Carrie, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I had a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi.
Good evening, Ron and Carrie. This is Shannon. And
hi, Shannon.
I called because I had something to share with you regarding the emotional clearing.
Okay.
Okay, great.
And I know, Ron, that you say this over and over, how important the emotional clearing is. And if anyone out there has not had an emotional clearing, I highly recommend you get one and get the unlimited. What I've done is, well, unfortunately for me, I had a very, very chaotic and traumatic childhood, and I have all these horrible memories and all this, you know, trash densities. And so what I've started doing is I started writing them down, and one by one I'd put in a specific incident, and I'll get like 7 to 8 windows up on my screen, and it's real easy to make small windows if you don't know how, get someone to show you, and you can run all these, and it's completely changed me. I feel completely different. That I've because you told me, Ron, to dig deep. And so I started with the big things that stick out, and then I'm going through, actually in chronological order, all the things that I remember that traumatized me, and it's made a huge difference in my life. I mean, I feel more at peace, and it's so important that I wanted to share that with people. And I saw that Mike put on the fast chat, he asked that very question. So I recommend to people to use your unlimited emotional clearing and get that trash out, because it will make you feel so much more at peace, like it did has for me.
Yep.
So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to, I talk about this all the time. probably more recently than in the past shows. But the importance of that emotional clearing is just, you know, one that you really nearly need to do. And, yeah, it's whole thing is to live a better life. And otherwise, you're recycling all your thoughts of this lifetime plus your ancestors' thoughts, and other people will trigger you, too, from stuff that's deeply buried. That'll come up. So, you know, in order to have a peaceful life here, you need to be pretty much transparent with the emotions. That's the whole thing, is to not, remember, those emotions take away your peace. And then from there, if you don't have peace, then you're going to have discord, out-of-balance energies in your body, or blocked energies is just a better way of putting it. Blocked energy, you know, if you have some kind of constriction someplace, then that will eventually kill you, because what's on the other side of that constriction? Like any life force energy or blood flow or something, and all of a sudden that puts some kind of physical problem caused by your emotions your ancestors gave you. So well, the whole thing is, some people feel that they think that their problems that they're dealing with, like they go, I've been, you know, dealt, you know, a bad deck of cards in this lifetime of all this stuff. Well, it wasn't caused by you. You just happened to respond and react to your ancestors' thoughts, which brought upon you what you're living with and dealing with. You can get rid of that stuff. Well, that's what's so good about it. Anything else you want to add, Shannon?
That's all. It had made such a difference in my life, and I thank you, because you literally saved my life. So everybody get out there and take out your trash. That's all.
And you don't want to remember, otherwise you're dealing with, you know, each time you have a meal or life, and you're digging out of the trash can, you know, putting stuff on your plate in front of you of food, you're just living the trash from the day before, and you're eating it. Has to come out, and then you put it on your plate again. So you want to get rid of that stuff for good. Have the light ship clear it from you. That's the only way they can actually clear it. Light ship is the only modality on this planet, when you use that term, that's going to be able to clear you completely. Basically one session. Then you go deeper if you choose to. But the first time through, feel wonderful. And, you know, depends on you what you want to do after that. But you will find out that you have to change your life. Because once you get rid of your emotions, then the people around you that are pushing your buttons may not want to be with them. And then you got to find other new friends or other people to be with, because they're just hanging out in your old plate of garbage. You know, they're in the stew that you're living in. And the stew may be kind of old, and it might kind of reek. You want to get rid of that and, find out something else that you can do that's more beneficial in your life. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you. Good night, and good night, Terry.
Good night. Thanks for calling, Shannon. Yeah, that's a really wonderful testimony, and Janice is writing into the fast chat on a similar kind of a topic in a way. Janice was mentioning on a previous show that she's been doing a lot of timeline crashing for depression. And she's saying here, I continued my timeline crashing on depression, did 180 more yesterday and 20 today, thought I was never going to stop feeling them. And she's crashed 350 timelines on depression altogether. So that's another wonderful thing to do in conjunction with what Shannon was just describing. She's using the unlimited emotional clearing for, because, of course, when we generate emotions, Ron, you've explained to us that we create new timelines, and so if we've had unpleasant experiences in our past and we've cleared them on the emotional clearing, we still may have timelines attached to us where we're living those things out in parallel lives. So maybe you want to talk a little bit more about that, Ron.
Well, yeah, the aliens abduct you only because you have emotions. How many aliens have a piece of you? Might be thousands. And that's why they bring different clones in on the timeline. So each clone could be from a different alien race. Some could be smarter than others. Some could be put in there because they want to use your particular learning experience, learning lesson, we'll say, or whatever, that existence of time, and all of a sudden they are coming to you and causing you to have problems. Problems are related to a timeline that they are abducting you onto. It may only be for 10 minutes. This is kind of the way it works, and you want to do a lot of timeline crashes because they love your emotions. They gave you emotions, so they're, you know, they gave you the emotions so that you could be on their food chain, whether it's physical food and or energetic food. It's either way, it's bad. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. A few people have asked lately, and there's some questions on the CLS questions at yahoo.com email about the when are you going to do that day when you bring in the energies of the month for throughout the year of 2012?
That will be on the 1st. So initially I thought I'd do it on the 7th, but now I'm going to do it on the 1st, which will be a Sunday. So that'll be January 1st, which is after December 31st. So it'll be the 1st of January 2012. It'll be a $20 conference call, probably about, I'm guessing, 3 to 4 hours in length. Oh, back to you.
All right, so I'm going to pull a question from the Yahoo email page, since we gave that out a little bit ago, Ron. And this question, it says, this week I had a bladder infection that left me feeling boneless. Could octopus energy be responsible for this?
That I have a hard time answering. Boy, it could be any of those things. A lot of critters that cause those problems. So can't tell you if it's the octopus or not, but I do see tentacles. But there's also other life forms besides the jellyfish and the squid and octopus that do have tentacles. But it does have tentacles on it, so very possibly it could be. I'm assuming that you probably went to the alien attack page and cleared the octopus energies off you, help you out. So if you haven't done that, I would definitely recommend doing that. I think it's $10 a week or $30 for the month. Well, back to you, Gary.
Okay, I think I heard another beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, this is Virgil from Omaha, Nebraska. I was listening to your time crashes, and when Ron got to the 1870 period, my ears started popping. Is there any significance in that?
Yeah. That would, I would think that if your ears were popping, you may have been in a war back then on something. So, I have had people that I've worked with in the past over the years, you know, many, many years, and all of a sudden would find some particular time frame, and some people this lifetime would have an ear problem, and I'd say, well, what I see there is it looks like we're in some kind of war, maybe next to some kind of artillery, or maybe a cannon. And that could be why you're having ear problems. So let me clear that out from you. We'll see what happens, Richard. Okay? Pete, we'll just see if your ears change or if they pop more. So just stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
Let's see what this does. So we're going to look at something there on a timeline crash. We're just assuming now, I can't guarantee it, but we're assuming that Richard is Richard, right?
No, Virgil.
Virgil? Okay.
Virgil.
Virgil, okay, Virgil, that maybe you're in a war. So here we go, or some kind of battle where they had an explosion. And everybody else listening, work with the same thing. Maybe you were along with Virgil also. similar situation. Here we go. Timeline crash for a particular war, we'll say, that was there, where they had loud explosions, if your ears get affected. Here we go. Timeline crash for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, 1, 2, getting a little warm, and I'm feeling a little more straighter on my back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, Virgil, how do you feel now? Any changes?
Yeah, but here I can, you see, my kids way open. Thanks a lot.
Hey. That's you, Carrie.
Okay. Are you still there, Virgil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you been listening for a while? Are you a new listener, or have you been listening for a while?
No, this is the first time I'm on.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, welcome.
I got the curiosity got the best of me. And thanks a lot.
Okay,
sure.
You're very well.
Okay,
so,
bye.
If you'd like to experience a few more sample clearings, Ron has many free sample ones on his website. If you'd like to check those out at creationlightship.com. And Ron also has a lot of archived shows on BBS that you can listen to also. So I just want to let
check
you know that
out.
Before you
Thank
go.
You.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks for calling.
Hey, hi.
Blessings to you, Virgil. Okay. So that's how we can use the timeline crashing. And it just goes back into the past. This is where the aliens had abducted you. Remember, this is a little hard to talk about for a two-time listener because right away you don't think that you've ever been abducted. Normally abductions are talked about, especially like at the maybe... Oh, I don't even know if the UFO conferences talk about abductions. They might a little bit. Normally they're just trying to prove that, you know, the Grays were here in 1943 or whatever, you know, presidential stuff, you know, et cetera. But basically, you know, they normally talk about the abduction person that one day out of their whole lifetime they went up to a spaceship and they were abducted and now they have this grand story about it. Well, happens daily to us, so that's the facts of the matter, but you may not realize it, but you do know that personality changes from time to time, and that's kind of the way it works, and more stranger is the clones that we have in us that come and go about every 10 minutes. I'm human here maybe every 2 hours out of the month, so that's kind of it works. Oh, let's see here. We could go back.
I think we had another beep, Ron.
Hey, another beep?
I think so. Somebody else on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, Ron. I've got an old friend of mine listening to the show for the first time tonight, and it's wonderful that because I advised him to do the lifetime emotional clearing, and it's wonderful that that came up in this show. And then I was thinking about it. I says, well, everybody's saying it's wonderful, but my friend must be wondering, well, who is this guy? How is he able to do these healings? And then how are the healings being accomplished? So
okay.
If you could just answer that, please.
Sure. Okay. The energy that created you, the source energy, is doing the clearings. When you go to the website, you can bring up the light bean if you wish. Light bean is one of the beings that is made of light, but they take physical form. So we have a picture of one of them. Also, other energies that could be in the light ship too, or would be when you do the clearing. Not that they're going to be here all the time, or we're here all the time. But the way the clearings work, the light ship brings up your spiritual blueprint of who you are since they created you. They look for the densities, and they clear it instantly. So what we'll do is some samples of that here, and you can understand what that's about just by having the experience. So remember, there's nothing for you to do. This is not earthly technology. There are other earthly technologies here that can do different clearings and healings on people, but nothing will ever be as quick and fast as a light ship because they don't have the same information. That would be the light of the darkness versus true light. So without getting too much into that, we'll just start a clearing here. So I want everybody to think of an emotional situation that they had in their lifetime that they can remember. Maybe you have to remember it because on these sample clearings, I can only take away one particular incident. We'll just say that you had a problem as you look back on your life and go, man, you know, I had a lot of problems with my bike. I was riding a bike, and I almost got into 5 car accidents with it, or I fell off my bike a lot when I was learning how to ride the bicycle as a two-wheeler, going from a three-wheeler to a two-wheeler. I just remember that, and it was really painful for me. Now when I think of a bicycle, I don't really want to ride it at all because of the emotional trauma that I've had in the process. So something like that. So you have to think of a situation. I can't take away every situation right now on the sample clearing, but I will take away the one that you're looking at and focusing on. I'll do 5 of these for everybody. So here we go. So think of your first situation of whatever it is. And here we go. Count to 5 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it's gone. Now, if you look at it, you're going to still see what happened. You see, like, the videotape of it. But you're going to say, wow, I feel much more relief. I can look at it now without crying, look at it without having a stomachache. Maybe before I used to throw up looking at it, and now I can look at it, and I feel like I can walk away from it now. So that's the way these clearings work, instantaneous clearings. Okay, now pick another one, and if that one didn't go deep enough for you, you'll feel a little bit of a charge on it. I can do it over again, but normally just pick another one. We have quite a few, so 5 shouldn't be hard to locate unless you already had your emotional clearing. Here we go. Number 2, I'll count to 5 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That one's released from you. Next one here, number 3. Look at another situation that's troubling you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I have to count to command the energy. That one's gone. Number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That particular situation is gone. And again, number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we just eliminated the traumatic charge on 5 life, say, learning experiences, if you want to use a New Age term, learning lessons, negativity, whatever you want to call it. Those are gone. You still could have millions, okay? Because we all know that we have many, many thoughts, and those thoughts can create our reality, which can come into our physicality here, and we could be doing something physical to cause us a problem. And this is the emotional clearing clears those away instantly. And it takes typically, less than a half an hour to do your whole lifetime. That's the way it works. I'll go deeper now for everybody. I'll do a feeling body. Now, the feeling body is different than the emotional body. The feeling body normally only comes into play after the emotional body gets stuffed full. So if you're talking about things in your life, use the word feeling a lot. Oh, I feel sad, I feel happy, I feel glad, I feel this is going to be an awful day for me, I feel this, I feel that. Well, that's because your emotional body is already stuffed full, it's overflowing, and it's going into your feeling body. So people who use their feelings. They're only using the feelings because the emotions are no longer going to be active for you, and it's already contaminated. So now you go into the next body. So here's a feeling body. I'll do five of those. I'll think of a situation. It could be the same situation that you thought of before. That body will still have some energy on it, possibly. But if not, just pick a new situation. And you don't have to ponder it. Just bring it up and eliminate it. So bring it up right now. That one's gone. Bring up the next one. That one's gone. 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 Well, there you go. And just look at your life now. Look at those situations. And what happens is your fears, anxieties, whatever you want to call it, prevent you from moving forward in your life because you get paralyzed. And what you may have wanted to do, maybe your parents beat it out of you. You wanted to do something, and they harmed you so much that now you have trauma. Not do whatever you chose to do back then. Your young child, maybe the school teacher told you that you were this awful student. You could never do any writing because you couldn't spell. You wanted to be a writer. Now you're maybe 60 years of age, and you think you may want to write, but all of a sudden that school teacher's voice comes into you and goes, man, you can't do that. So who do you believe? You believe the school teacher because they gave you that imprinting and all the negativity, and you're petrified now. You're unable to move forward. By having the clearings like this, you can move forward to have a better life. So hopefully that will help your friend Ed and everybody else online here. So the clearings that are done on the website, I'll go through my physical body here. I'm the conduit for Force Energy here on this planet this time around. That's just the way it works. So this is why the clearings can be done so quickly. That's basically it in a nutshell. So just do the clearings, and you're going to feel much better. These clearings are for ascension. You should have already known what they were by the teachings of Jesus 2,000 years ago. But most people don't understand that. Every generation should have been doing clearings on themselves before they conceived a child, ready for ascension. So hopefully that answered the questions, Ed, that you ask, and hopefully your friend and everybody else is feeling much better. So thank you, Ed. Back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie, thank you. Going back quickly to the timeline crashing of the Akashic Records, Reedon is asking, do we just put, I think this is in relation to that, do we just write in the word Akashic Records if we want to timeline crash them?
Yeah, you can do that, because it'll be done for yourself. And whatever one you're probably connected to at that present moment, going back in time to the DNA that you have and to the mind-controlling energies attached to the DNA, by the aliens, that timeline crash will work for that particular incident. Well, that's the way that works. Like I said, do quite a few of those. Just don't do, half a dozen. I think you completed it. Do quite a bit. The more you do, the better you're going to feel. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, and then, Ron, you were going through the centuries doing timeline crashes, and Rick is asking, can we put dates? Timeline crashing.
Yes, you can. You can put dates in if you wish.
Okay. So if we have a period of time where we know something happened to us, we could put that time period in.
Yeah, and you want to do, remember, there's lots of timelines, so I would do probably, like I said, at least 100 timeline crashes
in
that one specific incident or that time frame.
So do we need to put the issue in? Rick has written a little lower down, with an issue. Can we put in dates with an issue?
Yes, you can,
Okay, all right. Okay.
Because remember, they capture you, abduct you on the issue that you're dealing with. So, yeah, the issue and the date would be fine.
Okay. Excuse me. Freedom was asking, other than DNA, you were talking about DNA and our Akashic Records, what else would timeline crashing the Akashic Records possibly clear?
Well, as you remember, you're connected to everybody on this planet through the Akashic Records. That's the mind matrix. And so as you start disconnecting yourself and or crashing the mind matrix from the Akashic Records, then you may be freeing other people on the planet too. That's why the timeline crashings are so important to do. Because who's ever living on that timeline will automatically be taken off of it. You probably have heard people talking about talking to other people, and they may say, you know, I remember you from so-and-so, you know, some past lifetime, and you might relate to that. Well, why is that person in your life now? The New Age movement would say, well, you're together now because you have to work things out. There's some karmic situation there. But basically, you're connected to someone else because that timeline that you both are on were connected, and now you're living together here. Could there be karmic situations involved? Very possibly. Or maybe you're together to make more karmic situations. So it really makes no difference, but you're there together from a previous lifetime, and that lifetime gets connected through the Akashic Records. Remember, your soul family that you go to after you die, they dust you off. This is the light of the darkness. This is the white light tunnel of darkness that you go to. The song Hotel California by the Eagles is a good one. And also the other one that's Twilight Zone or When the Bullet Hits the Bone by Golden Earring. That's a good one, too. Both of those are pretty good for that, looking at what happens. But as you get dusted off by the light of the darkness, your spirit gets deprogrammed of all the emotions of the past life, which you can call your past life review. And remember, nobody really assumes that you go into the darkness when you die, you see. Everybody thinks that you see that white light tunnel, and being white light, you're assuming that this is good, okay? But you were never told about the light of the darkness that copied the light itself. So remember, the light does not judge. So if you're listening to the call for the first time here and you start hearing me talking and you're trying to connect dots by your past information, and all of a sudden you go, I don't agree with that because, you know, I've had 50 years of knowledge on this here. The knowledge comes from the light of the darkness. So the main thing is what you need to know, you know, after you hear this show and you're kind of confused, you know, listen to maybe 10 of the archive shows on BBS Radio. I think it goes back to 2006, I believe, or 7. And listen to those programs, and you're going to get some information about what's happening. But what you need to know is that the source energy that created you, that is your spirit, does not judge. That's the bottom line. The source energy cannot judge any of its creations. Now, once you have that information, now you can start using that as your foundation for analyzing, because you will be analyzing your life and other things that you have done in the past, wondering if it's right or wrong. Remember, just being right or wrong means that it's light of the darkness, because then you're in duality. The light energy never created duality and never created darkness. Doesn't know darkness, just knows about being in peace. So what you're looking for is peace in your life. That's why you want to have the whole lifetime emotional clearing give you peace. Otherwise, if you're not in peace, then you're in duality, and the darkness, the aliens want that to live off of your life force energy. So what I talk about all the time is what's happening to us here. I got into alien stuff probably a couple years ago or so. Never really wanted to go there, but, you know, that's the way everything has gone. Now we have the United States of America military in the underground fighting the aliens and everything else. So it's gone quite a long ways from what the light has perceived would happen here, because light only works in the now. It doesn't know about anything in the future. It's up to you to create your future, because the future is in the present now, and you go from now to now to now. So there's no such thing in the future in the now, in the light, only in the darkness. That's your predictions, like I talked about. So, are there good aliens out there? That's what people talk about. Well, Do they have an agenda? Is there a future that they're looking at? If they know about a future, which they probably do because they're here, then they're in duality just like you are, just that they're on a different level of consciousness. So if they're here and you see them or know about them or people channel them or talk about them, they're in the same boat that you are, just that they might be at a little higher consciousness level. They're still in the light of the darkness, any way you look at it. And the information be good? Yeah, it can be good and valid. But remember, the light only works in the now, and that's all that you need to know. No judgment. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we have three minutes left. So the Q&A tonight, 646-519-5800, and the pound, the PIN number is 9009 and the pound sign. Tomorrow starts Ron's December intensives, 4 hours tomorrow, 8 hours Sunday, and Sunday, and Sunday after that. So if you haven't signed up for those and you would like to, you can do that through Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Go down, somewhere down there, it has conference calls, and I think you can sign up through there on PayPal. It's $200 for a month of healing. If you have a spouse or somebody that you live with, they are just $100, and kids are free, right, under 18, Ron?
Yes, yeah, so they live at home, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And what else do I have to let you guys know about? Oh, yeah. So the email address for the Q&A is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I will do my best to get through those. There are several of them on already, so do please, if you could, just let me know that you are listening, and I'll make sure to read those out first. And if I'm not clear on it, I might not read them out, so do let me know that you're listening. And then we got about 2 minutes left, Ron, and Hart is just asking what is happening with the future soldiers. So maybe we can just close with that question.
Hey, the future soldiers have been battling intensely the last week. Basically, in a nutshell, there was a... could be more than one of these, but there was a parallel life Earth planet about three times the size of this one, and that was being taken out. Once that was taken out, or maybe occupied, we'll say, by the soldiers, then all of a sudden, remember, this is where you go to when you're abducted, okay, on the timelines. Remember, you're taken somewhere, so you're taken to a parallel Earth planet. This was it. This is where this is the feeding station. This is where all the aliens come to this other planet as in a different dimension, possibly. We'll just use it on a different timeline, and this is where all the timelines would go to. So this is like the mass abduction point location to where they were playing with you, abducting you from those timelines. And that was taken out, started probably last Friday. A lot of energy happening the last week here. And now they're battling aliens that are coming to abduct you on this planet. So soldiers are in heavy battle. How many alien groups are coming? There's thousands of them. Come in with their ships trying to find cargo, which is you. Not there any longer. There'd be another timelines, but the one for the Earth here is what we're dealing with right now. There'd be other Earths out there that you're abducted to. This is one of them that was taken out. So, aliens are coming to abduct you like they've had for, you know, thousands of years. So this is the basic thing that what's happening here. So one part of the plan, pretty intense. If you've had if you felt situations with your body, knowing that you're having warfare at night, then you're probably enlisted. Seeing white light all the time, maybe when you're dreaming or sleeping. Because this is what it is. So, yeah, lots going on. Oh, it's very, very heavy, and everybody is on full alert. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, that's kind of what happened. That was taken out. I can't exactly say what day it was. All I know is that from, like, last Thursday on, it's getting pretty rough for me. Right. So back to you, Carrie. I guess we should get off here. It's a little bit past the hour.
Okay.
So blessings to all of you. Come on the call coming up here. This will be, that'll leave about 10 minutes before the hour. You send your questions in to questions, CLS questions, S at the end of it, at yahoo.com. Maybe something to put in the fast chat. We will monitor the fast chat too. We can get the questions directed from you and get right down to the point to get your questions answered. So, blessings, and we'll see you probably in 5 minutes here on the call. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers.
Thanks, Ron. Good night.
Good night.
Young, I thought I'd be the only one. And now I'm all grown up. I know that everyone.